This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. There is a verse in the 25th juz of the Quran, chapter 42, verse 49, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates whatever He wishes. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. Some couples are blessed with daughters, others are blessed with sons. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. Or some are blessed with both genders, boys and girls, sons and daughters. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. And some He does not bless them with any children. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. His knowledge is complete, His power is complete. Wathila bin Asqa' radiyallahu anhu was a great companion. He says, we take a hint from the verse of the Quran that when Allah highlighted the bounty and the boon and the blessing of offspring and children, Allah commenced with the gender of daughters, female. Allah didn't start off, He blesses them with sons. He said, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. He further said, the ayah releases a hint. Blessed is that woman, and by extension, blessed is that couple whose firstborn, whose new baby is a daughter. Subhanallah. And it doesn't end there, it goes beyond. The authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ عَالَ جَارِيَتَيْنِ حَتَّى تَبْلُغَ جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَنَا وَهُوَ كَهَاتَيْنِ. Any person, any couple who's been blessed with two daughters, and he gives them the good tarbiyah and the upbringing until they reach the age of puberty, then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, myself and that parent will be so close on the day of qiyamah. Now this privilege has not been conferred for those who have two sons and they raise those sons. Of course, they're separate virtues and different contexts. But in this hadith, explicitly is the virtue and the reward of raising two daughters till the age of puberty will privilege you with the honor of being so close to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I urge you, my sister, and I implore you, my mother, do not become a victim of the propaganda where a particular narration is taken out of context by people who want to tarnish Islam with misogyny and then given a distorted perspective of the narrative. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَىٰ. The final words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his final sermon, fear Allah with regards to woman. Fear Allah with regards to woman. In fact, there is this beautiful narration in Sahih Muslim that when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to travel, there was a companion by the name of Anjasha radiyallahu anhu. Kana yartajiz, he would sing along, which would stimulate and excite the camels and they would move more swiftly. So on a particular instance, Hassan al-Sawt, he had a beautiful voice, he's singing, he's chanting, and the camels are picking up momentum, but on the back of those camels were women mounted on. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ruwaidaka ya Anjasha, 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 slowly. We have precious cargo on board. We have precious cargo on board. Rifqam bil qawarir." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to the woman as glass. It's fragile. Handle with care. And that's precisely what the scholars say. Shubbiha an-nisa'u bil qawarir fi riqqati wa latafatihinna wa sur'ati al-inkisar. The parable in the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam likens them to glass is be sensitive with them, understand their nature, and don't break their emotions, respect their fragility. The message is clear, my brother. Respect and honor every woman in your life, be it your mom, your spouse, your daughter, or your aunt. May Allah bless us with the beauty of Islam. Ameen ya rabbal alameen.